Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, May 16th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Apple previewed new accessibility features it plans to roll out later this year. Assistive access on iOS and iPadOS will streamline device interfaces for those with cognitive disabilities, using larger icons, increased contrast, and focusing on core tasks, things like talking to people, sharing photos, and listening to music. A new point-and-speak feature will use LiDAR and a device's camera to help visually disabled people use objects with multiple text labels. And a new personal voice feature will use 15 minutes of vocal training to create a personalized automated voice that can be used with its live speech feature. Reuters sources say LG Display will start supplying large OLED TV panels to Samsung Electronics, starting with 2 million units in 2024. Initial panels will likely be high-end 77 and 83-inch models. Samsung has its own display unit, but it mostly focuses on smaller OLED panels for mobile devices. NBC Universal and the NFL announced they signed a one-year deal to have Peacock exclusively stream one NFL playoff game next season. The game will be the wildcard game on January 13, 2024, and will not be available on national TV or cable. Local markets will have access to the game through local TV channels. Alibaba confirmed a Chinese state media report that it would merge its autonomous driving research unit into its global logistics network's Kanyao, indicating it will try to start monetizing the tech. The research had been conducted in Alibaba's Demo Academy, the company's research incubator lab. Demo already worked with Kanyao over the last 6 years to use its little donkey robo-van for last-mile deliveries. WhatsApp began rolling out a chat lock feature, which will put designated chats into a password or biometrically protected folder. Notifications on these messages won't show the sender or message content. Right now, chat lock uses the phone's password protection, but WhatsApp said it plans to add support for custom passwords over the next few months. Back in March, OpenAI announced it would offer plugins for ChatGPT. The company says it will start rolling out beta plugin access to ChatGPT Plus subscribers this week. This will include a plugin to have the chatbot access the internet for information, as well as over 70 third-party plugins for things like playing chess, to finding recipes, or offering nutrition advice. Zoom announced a partnership with Anthropic, which will see it integrate its chatbot Claude into Zoom's platforms, including its Zoom Contact Center. This can be used for customers as a self-service tool, as well as act as a sales rep or customer service agent. Managers can also use Claude to aggregate insights to improve customer interactions. The camera vendor Capture Integration said it received notice from the camera maker Hasselblad that it will discontinue its DSLR-H system. The company will still offer its mirrorless interchangeable lens cameras. The market for new DSLRs continues to shrink. Canon said its EOS 1DX Mark III would be its last flagship DSLR, and Nikkei Asia reported back in July that Nikon was exiting the market as well, leaving only Ricoh and its Pentax brand as committed to making new products in the category. Cloudflare announced Cloudflare One for AI, a set of zero-trust security controls for organizations using generative models. This includes visibility and usage measurement tools, tools to manage budgeting and licenses, logs of API requests, and control over services that can access training data. We've previously seen concerns over data leaks with generative tools leading companies to ban their use altogether, and Microsoft to offer privately hosted ChatGPT servers. Axios' sources say Twitter acquired the job-making startup Lasky, its first acquisition under Elon Musk's ownership. Lasky's website says its services are no longer available, but offered services to quickly help job seekers find quality job matches. Security researcher Andrew Brandt posted on Mastodon that Microsoft began scanning password-protected zip files on SharePoint for malware. Brandt used these for backing up and sharing malware with other researchers. Researcher Kevin Beaumont notes Microsoft does this on other cloud services, but this appears to be a new behavior on SharePoint. Beaumont says Microsoft looks for passwords in emails containing zip files to use for scanning, or will just use a list of common passwords. Microsoft released its updated PhoneLink app for iOS, supporting sending and receiving iMessages from a PC. It also allows for making and receiving calls and seeing phone notifications. And finally, Foxconn plans to invest $500 million to set up manufacturing facilities in the southern Indian state of Telangana. Telangana IT Minister K.T. Rama Rao said the first phase of investment will create 25,000 jobs. Foxconn first started operating in India back in 2006 and manufactures some iPhones in the country. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.